Morning, everybody. This morning I'd like to read in Philippians chapter 3. I'm going to start in verse 7. The heading on the chapter is the goal of life. I'm going to skip ahead to 7, but read a few verses there. Verse 7. But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ, and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, be conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Had some thoughts on those verses there. What's important to us? Our flesh wants us to chase after the things of the world, personal gain, power, fame, or even just being known of the world, or people knowing us, or for things that we do. But our spirit wants us to give up our selfish desires and pursue righteousness to gain Christ. And oftentimes our struggles that we have, that we wonder why we're having struggles maybe sometimes, is because it's our flesh and our spirits warring in the flesh of where we should be or where we are or where we need to be. We try to do our own thing or want to do our own thing, but that's not really God's will for our life, so we struggle and we have struggles, personal struggles or just struggles in general. And a lot of that is because we chose to not lay down our will and live for God or do God's will. It's just a big struggle between our flesh. I'm going to read a couple more verses. Verse 12, not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as are perfect, have this attitude. And if in anything you have a different attitude, God will reveal that also to you. However, let us keep living by that same standard to which we have attained. Verse 14, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I really like that verse, and I've thought about that verse a lot. Press on. That's an encouragement to just keep pressing on. Oftentimes we get discouraged in our lives, we feel like we're not doing anything, we're not gaining anything, or we're just kind of floundering almost. It feels like we're not going forward, but we just need to press on and keep trying to attain towards God and to gain Christ. Press on. It kind of reminds me of a story. I'm sure a lot of you've heard it, but it's the story of, it was an old Indian man, and he was telling his grandson the tale of the two wolves. And he said, there's a battle that goes inside of each of us. It's two wolves fighting inside ourselves. And one is evil. It's anger, envy, jealousy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, lies, false pride, and ego. And the other is good. It is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, forgiveness, truth, compassion, and faith. And the grandson asked his grandfather, well, which one wins? And the old man said, it's the one you feed. So that's a good thought to think of, you know, too. It's what we chase after, or what we feed in our life, that's what prevails. We need to press on to goodness and faith towards God. I guess that's about all I had. Do we have any prayer requests this morning? Tyler and Molly back. Sorry, Tyler.
What was that?
I was just asking you guys back. I didn't see you over there. So.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah. I guess we're all thankful you guys made it home safe and sound. So.
That's right. Thank the Lord.
Yeah. All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, and we just want to thank you for all your goodness and your mercies and your blessings to us, for allowing us all to gather here again this morning. Just help us all to be mindful of you, your ways. Bless the message this morning that you have for us. Help us all to apply it to our lives and be mindful of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.